lines toward a waiting ambush. Investigators piecing together how the compound was overrun say that more than 50 attackers were responsible for the September 11th assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Backed by gun trucks surrounding the compound, the militants' first attacks sent the Americans fleeing for a fallback building, where a second group hit them with precise mortar fire. The attacks killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. The officials spoke on a condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to disclose intelligence reports. Officials have focused attention on Asnar al-Shara, a Libyan militant group led by former Guantanamo detainee. There have been violent demonstrations and clashes between protesters and police in cities across Pakistan today. It's a day that Pakistan's government had declared as a holiday to allow for what officials said should be peaceful protests over anti-Islamic film produced in the U.S. that led to Muslim anger and violence around the world. In Karachi, police say that armed demonstrators and a crowd of 15,000 fired on police and burned two movie theaters and a bank. 12 people were killed in Karachi and at least 17 in Pakistan overall. U.S. diplomats had earlier tried to reduce the anger in Pakistan by paying for ads on Pakistani television that showed President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton denouncing the film. Muslims also marched today in at least a half a dozen other countries to protest the film. New research powerfully strengthens the case that soda and other sugary drinks are culprits in the obesity epidemic. Scientists say that a decades-long study involving more than 33,000 Americans gives the first clear proof that drinking sugary beverages interacts with genes that affect weight. This means that sugary drinks are especially harmful to people with genes that predispose them to weight gain. Two other experiments find that replacing sugary drinks with sugar-free ones lead to less weight gain in children and teens. Soda lovers do get some good news, however. Sugar-free drinks did not raise the risk of obesity in these studies. The studies were presented on Friday at an obesity conference in Texas and were published online by the New England Journal of Medicine. We'll be back with more news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
Growing up, they were words to live by.
Be careful out there.
It was good advice. After all, the road of life can get a little bumpy. But no matter how careful you are, sometimes things happen.
What did I tell you? Be careful.
Fortunately, your independent insurance agent is right down the road. One agent who's not tied to just one company. Your independent agent can comparison shop and get you the best coverage at the best price. Whether it's for your home, your health, your life, or your car, you'll have the peace of mind knowing you're protected. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
Wheat growers, the deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is drawing near. This is Ann Walsh. You have until September 30th to enroll your wheat. Contact Romzix Farm and Town Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382.
Back now for a look at our local news. Three people were taken by ambulance to Huron Medical Center to be checked out after a pickup and a minivan collided on M-142 at Pinnebog Road between Bad Axe and Elkton. Emergency personnel were called out just after 9:30 this morning. Huron County Sheriff's deputies say that a northbound minivan driven by 61-year-old Fortano Guerrera of Lincoln Park stopped at the intersection of M-142 and then proceeded into the intersection and into the path of a pickup truck driven by 53-year-old William Earl Rowe of Pigeon. The two collided. Rowe wasn't hurt. Guerrera complained of severe chest pain and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to Huron Medical Center. His passengers, Nicola Lynn Tierney of Attica, Michigan, had neck and shoulder pain, while 3-year-old Lucy May Tierney was not injured. Both, however, were taken to the hospital to be checked out. Elkton Police, Bad Axe Fire Department, and Huron Medical Ambulances were called to the scene several miles east of Elkton in Colfax Township. The accident stopped traffic through the area for some time. Police say that a 17-year-old boy from Brockway Township has been killed in what appears to be a hunting accident in Michigan's Thumb area. St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan says that in a statement that Devon Doran had been hunting deer on private property at 7:30 p.m. Thursday when he was shot by another hunter who was looking for a coyote. Donnellan said that the 24-year-old coyote hunter saw movement in some brush under a tree about 450 feet away and fired once, hitting Doran. Police say that the coyote hunter was with two other people, but it was unclear if they had permission from the landowner to hunt on Thursday night. No further details were released. The investigation is ongoing. We'll be back with more news after this.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Cooper for Thumb National Bank, inviting you to join the Thumb National team. In our family, my great-grandpa is a farm customer at Thumb National. My grandpa and grandma are business customers, and my mom and dad bought our house with a mortgage loan from Thumb National. And oh yeah, they bought our family truckster. I mean our minivan with a Thumb National car loan. They even come to our school to teach all my class about how to save money. That's pretty cool and a lot of fun. I know when I get bigger, Thumb National is going to be my bank too. My sisters and I already have savings accounts for college. My dad says Thumb National can make all your dreams come true. He should know because he's really smart. Take it from me, Cooper. Join the Thumb National team today with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Back for more news here on WLEW. DTE's solar currents project north of Bad Axe is taking shape as the solar panels for the renewable energy product have been set into place. The project is located on 3.5 acres just north of Bad Axe along M53 near Richardson Roads and Willie Farms. The solar array, when producing electricity, will generate 485 kilowatts, which is enough to power about 100 homes. In comparison, just one of the wind turbines in the area can generate up to 1.6 megawatts. It's all part of DTE's effort to meet the state-mandated 10% of power from renewable sources by 2015. Spokesman John Osterberry of DTE Energy told us that the construction at the site is on schedule and they are expected to be operational and supplying power to an electrical grid by the end of the year. The M53 location is a high visibility spot for the project and can easily be seen from the roadway, but DTE officials have told us that such arrays can be placed almost anywhere. They also noted that such project is under development in Huron County through DTE. The solar currents project are owned by DTE. Other solar panel arrays in the area may be privately owned, and they sell back surplus power to the utility. A Saginaw police supervisor has been demoted and two officers disciplined for their roles in the fatal shooting of a homeless mentally ill man in a parking lot. Acting Police Chief Brian Lipp told us in a news conference on Friday in Saginaw that the on-scene supervisor was reprimanded and demoted to the rank of patrolman. Lipp says that commanding officer failed to take command and control the situation on July 1st. Prosecutors and state officials announced this month that officers won't face criminal charges in the killing of 49-year-old Milton Hall. Police say that Hall refused to drop a knife and six officers fired 46 shots at him, hitting him 11 times. The acting chief says that two officers being disciplined received reprimands for not following the department's mobile video policy. Governor Rick Snyder began his trade mission in China by participating in the grand opening of the Michigan-China Center, which will promote trade, tourism, and cultural exchanges between Michigan and China. Snyder said that opening this office in Shanghai is important to a step in cultivating and expanding partnerships and business opportunities between Michigan and China. The center will provide a physical presence for Michigan with office space and staffing provided through the collaborative program of the Great Lakes Council of Governors. The office will have a number of purposes, such as attracting foreign direct investment, export trade development, education initiatives, and tourism opportunities between Michigan and China. Shanghai is the first point of entry into China for many major foreign commercial enterprises. This is Snyder's second mission to Asia. Last September, he led an 8-day trade mission where he met with Japanese, Chinese, and Korean government officials and major company executives to promote business opportunities in Michigan. We'll be back with more news after this.
Nowhere in the Thumb area can you get a better selection of used vehicles to go along with service and good old American know-how than at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has over 50 years of know-how under the belt and is the only used car dealership with a full-line service department that can take care of service problems many other dealerships say they can't and will.